Shalom Aleichem, and welcome to our Erev Shabbos Gadol Stories. This week, we're talking of Shlomo's stories about the secret wedding. It's a story about Rav Menachem Mirimonov. You may remember him from previous Rav Shlomo stories as the little boy who danced and loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu even through the poverty. So when Rav Menachem Mirimonov grew up, he got married. And unfortunately, his wife passed away. And what he did is he pushed himself to learn stronger and to daven harder and just to become a great rabbi. Already by 21, he was appointed to be the rabbi of his community. Now, he's getting a little older, 25, 26. I don't know the exact ages. And one day, a woman comes to visit him. And she was 21. And she says, Rebbe, please give me a bracha to get married. So the Rebbe looks at her and says, you're my soulmate. Let's get married. And the woman says, Rebbe, don't make fun of me. This isn't a joke. You know, like, please, please have mercy upon me. You're a great rabbi. Stop. And the Rebbe says, do you come from this town? And she says, yes. And he says, do you have 10 brothers? And she says, yes. He says, do you remember every Erev Shabbos, you used to come and bring the pants of your brothers to a tailor, a boy named Menachem Mendel. And Menachem Mendel used to fix up all the pants and bring all the pants home to your brothers. And she says, yes, of course I remember that. He says, okay, I have a beard now, but it's the same me. That's me. I was that little boy. She says, wow. So what? He says, I used to see, you know, your brothers learning Torah with your family. And that wasn't such a common thing where I live. People were busy working. And I prayed to Hashem that I should also have a family where my children learn Torah with me. And so I'm sure that you're my soulmate. And of course, she was convinced. And she said, okay, I agree. The shidduch was a shidduch. And the Rebbe, soon afterwards, told his chassidim, come with me. And they got a minion of just 10 men. And they rode to that little town. And the Rebbe married this woman. What's the meaning of this story? So, just like Gemara, just like Chumash, these Hasidic stories are deep beyond belief. But I wanted to share Rav Shmuel Zivan, who I read this story from, his explanation is that in every wedding, you know, there's this big, whoa, amazing element. And, you know, usually our weddings are very big nowadays. But there's also some sort of just pnimi, spiritual connection between the husband, the wife, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that has to be kept. And a little bit you see that in this wedding. The secretness of the wedding and the illogic of just marrying this woman without reason and that feeling of strong connection of Hashem guiding that process and needing to guard over that connection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu by not making it too public. Now, that's not to say that we have to have 10-person weddings. But there, we do have to guard over that pnimi connection between the husband and wife. Not everything has to be done publicly, which is, obviously I'm a public person, so it's mussar for me. But Bezrat Hashem, maybe during this time of corona weddings, it's a hidden teaching of the importance of keeping that inner pnimi relationship and connection between a husband and wife. Mazel tov, mazel tov. We should only bring the Mashiach with our simcha, with our in weddings and engagement parties and brises and only good things and only feeling that divine love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Good Shabbos! Have a beautiful Shabbos from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKadosh.